Last month, I taught part one on acceptance. This is a continuation of that teaching. And I ended with Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And I'm going to start with Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable, and I'm focusing on the word acceptable, unto God, which is your reasonable, but that means religious service. This is all about service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable. I'm focusing on the word acceptable in this teaching and perfect will of God. And then I close with a statement. The renewed mind is summed up in this. You believe that God accepts you and you accept yourself for all the world to see. Well, now let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1. We're going to continue with acceptance defined. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Well, where do we start? Oh my goodness, there's so much in that verse. Well, I guess I should dedicate this verse to Gary because he got so blessed with the last teaching that he really believes that he's accepted, and he saw it from a totally different light and it changed his life. You know, light does have the ability to change you. You just got to get enough of it. Accordingly, God has made us accepted in our beloved Christ. Acceptance was made available through redemption, through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, but most notably, God's grace. I don't think I could say enough about God's grace. And you're going to learn something today that's going to enhance your stance. It's going to further your walk, your more than abundant life journey. That's what this is all about, remember? That's why I'm teaching these teachings, this series. That's why acceptance is so important. If you really want to live the more than abundant life, you got to believe that you're accepted by God. If you don't, man, you might as well stop because you're wasting your time. You are accepted by God. And that's first and foremost as you take steps throughout your journey in the more than abundant life. Well, Ephesians chapter 5. So, you are accepted. And Ephesians chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, define it. What it is. I mean, you're redeemed, you're forgiven, you've got grace. That is acceptance. And you're made that way. That's you. You can't undo it. Ephesians 5, verse 8, for you were sometimes darkness. Ooh. But now are ye light in the Lord. Well, that transformation has already taken place. Obviously, that's spiritual. You might not feel light. You might not think light things, but you are light because you are born again. Walk as children of light. It's the children thing that did this. That would be the new birth. You were sometimes darkness, but now this children thing happened, and you are light in the Lord. Verse 9, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable. And I'm focusing on the word acceptable in this teaching, unto the Lord. Did you catch that? Proving? Wow, you're supposed to be about your Father's business. Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord definitely qualifies for His business. Verse 11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Well, there's a whole lot going on with your Father's business. When I was talking to a minister in Belize the other day, we had an interesting conversation in Spanish. It was interesting for me just from that regard. But he asked me about my negocio, my business, and he thought that I didn't have any work, that I didn't work. I don't know how he got that. Maybe it's because I was standing there in shorts, thongs, and a very dark tan. I don't know. But I said, oh, no, 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 no. Tengo mucho negocio. I've got a lot of business. I'm very busy. And I told him about ministry and other stuff. But we need to be busy about our Father's business. And so we're supposed to prove something. And what we've learned out of Romans is that Romans provided the proving doctrine, but Ephesians provided the proving practice. So we got the doctrine out of Romans about proving, and we get the practice proving out of Ephesians. We are to walk as children of light with spiritual goodness, righteousness, and truth. We are to prove acceptance. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, rather reprove them. Well, here we're not told to have no fellowship with evil people, although this might be the case. We are told to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Read what's written. Tremendous emphasis is placed on activities, on works, on practical walking in this life. Even more so, reproving works, which indicates the presence of evil people. So, we've just talked about acceptance, how Ephesians defined it. In Romans, we learned about the doctrine of proving. And in Ephesians, we've learned about the acceptance, proving the acceptance practically. And then we have grace. Turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Grace, in my humble opinion, is first and foremost. If you ignore grace, if you disregard grace, your whole Christian walk falls apart because you'll be overcome with shame, you'll be overcome with guilt, you'll be overcome with thoughts of inadequacy. You just won't be able to get a good footing in life. Grace is vital. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom that cannot be moved, let us have grace. Well, I thought we had it. Yep. But this is practical. Let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably. And that word acceptably obviously, is the focus of this teaching, but it means quite agreeably. Quite agreeably. And I get so excited with this. Now, excitement is not the gauge of spirituality, but the Word of God is that we may serve acceptably, quite agreeably, with reverence and godly fear. Oh, there's so much in this. Well, what's in this? Grace must always be given a front seat in the Christian walk. So to speak, well, maybe the lead in your walk, I don't know, you got to be driving to get a front seat. Abounding grace allows agreeable godly service. It allows true reverence and godly fear. And then we have patience in well-doing. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. And this, in my humble opinion, is perhaps the most exciting part of this teaching. I'm excited. I want you to be excited. But I want the Word to live. I want it to live in your heart. And I want things to change for you. You know, Jaylene prayed about kindness. And forever we've used the word kind to describe, well, I don't know, just kind of a nice way to be in situations with people. But there's another word that I want to throw out to you that maybe will overtake kind. Because we know what kind really means from agape. It means useful. Okay, that's a little different than being a nice guy. All right. Well, here's a new word. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 20. For what glory is it if when you are buffeted for your faults, and these are perceived faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if, when you do well, now this is a totally different animal, and suffer for it, you take it patiently. How many of you have been right, have done well, and then somebody comes and slaps you in the face, figuratively, with their words, with their actions, abusive people, but you haven't done anything wrong? What's up with that? Well, it says, but if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently. This is acceptable. And by the way, acceptable is the focus of this teaching. Ha ha ha. I think you got that now, right? With God. The word acceptable in the Greek is charis. C-H-A-R-I-S. And it means graciousness. Now, have you ever seen an elderly woman and she walks with grace? They portray women like that in movies, and I suppose there's plenty of them out there. But to be gracious, the graciousness, like serving tea and fine cake or something, sitting in the sun on the lawn, on nice lawn furniture and playing cricket or some other game. I don't know, like a gracious lifestyle. Well, I'm not suggesting you do any of those things, but what I am suggesting is that if you take this kind of face slapping, which is what the word buffeted really means, and you haven't done anything wrong, just be patient. That is the gracious way to be. That's what God wants. He wants you to be gracious. That's it. Can you imagine? So if somebody comes up and hauls off and slaps you with their words, he wants you to be gracious. Even if you are buffeted, he wants you to be gracious. And it's a show of graciousness. This is acceptable. It means this is a show of graciousness to God. I mean, that's what he sees it as. If you're patient, be gracious by being patient. Oh, this is just so cool. Okay, there's keywords. We've talked about redemption. Now we're focusing on the subject of acceptance. But in that, in part two, we focused on redemption, forgiveness, grace, acceptance, no evil associations, and reprove evil works of darkness, that fruit of darkness. We must bring acceptance, and I'm defining that by graciousness and agreeability, full circle, in order to receive its full impact in our more than abundant life walk. We're really talking about walking the more than abundant life. And so these different ideas, these different characteristics, these different ways of living, of walking, of thinking, of believing, of sharing your life with others, sharing God and Christ in you with others, must live. Acceptance is defined by redemption, forgiveness, the riches of God's grace, and the manifestation of graciousness in the face of buffeting, in the face of suffering, in the face of somebody slapping you and you didn't even do anything wrong. Christian doctrine requires that we prove belief in and manifestation of acceptance, living agreeably according to God and manifesting graciousness when buffeted wrongfully to the point of suffering. As children of light and aided by spiritual fruit, we are to practice proving acceptance. It's way more than you reading it in the Bible and saying, oh, God accepts me. No, there's a lot more to it than that if you're going to really be about your Father's business. Stop all associations with the works of darkness. Rather, reprove them. Hats off to Dulce. I don't know if there's anybody more bold, more forthright, more forward in stomping the adversary's face. She knows how to reprove darkness. We've all seen it, and that is just an absolute acclaim for her. Abide in God's grace, and finally practice well-doing, even when wrongfully suffering from buffeting, those face wraps, because you didn't do anything wrong. Just practice well-doing. I trust this teaching on acceptance takes you to places that you've always wanted to go, but especially that it further confirms your commitment to live the more than abundant life. God bless.